If you'll turn your Bible to two places tonight, a little ambitious, turn to 1 Samuel 2:26, and then hold your place there and turn to Luke 2:52. Okay. And I'll start reading in Luke 2:52. And it says, "And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man." Now flip over to 1 Samuel 2:26. And it says there, "And the child Samuel grew on and was in favor both with the Lord and also with men." Tonight I just want to preach on growing for God, continuing to grow for God in the year of 2026. Now, I know a lot of you have gone through a lot of spiritual growth in your life, but for the rest of Christianity in general, it's something that's really cast off, but it's really, really important for our walk with God. And tonight I just want to show you three simple things to help you just continue growing in your walk with God. The first thing is to grow only for God. This seems pretty obvious, but sometimes, I know in my life, sometimes I read my Bible not really to grow for God, but really to just mark it off a checklist. Or sometimes I'll do, like, prayer, extra prayer, so it can look spiritual or whatever. But really, if we're doing that, is that really what God wants from us? Jesus rebuked the Pharisees for doing spiritual, godly things for the wrong reasons. Jesus says in Matthew 6:5, "And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward." Wouldn't it be really sad if we got into heaven and we watched all our rewards burn up because we served God, but for the wrong reasons? Now, the second thing I want to help you tonight with is to never stop growing. One of the hardest things about growing for God is to not stop growing. The world hates Christians and Christianity, and although it's not as hard here in the U.S., there's still pressure almost constantly to stop following God. We cannot let the world stop us from following God and the things of God. 2 Timothy 3:14 says, "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them." We're not always expected to be growing by leaps and bounds all the time, but a little growth is better than no growth. If we stop growing, it becomes like that much harder to start again. Like, for example, how many of you have gone through your daily Bible reading and then missed a day? And then you're like, I'll just do it tomorrow. And the next day you put it off until the next day and the next day and the next day. And it becomes like a week. If we stop growing for God, it becomes that much harder to start growing for Him again. And my third and final thing to help you with tonight is to seek help from spiritual elders. There's many examples throughout Scripture of people who did great things for God because they learned from other men of God. The disciples and Paul couldn't have done anything close to what they did if they hadn't learned from Jesus. Timothy couldn't have been as spiritually mature as he was if he hadn't learned from Paul. Preachers of times past, as well as preachers of today, have all learned from different godly men to help them do what they did. And the same applies to all of us here tonight. We all have, in this church and in your own lives, have spiritual people that you can learn from, help grow in God. I wouldn't be preaching probably, or even close to as good as I am with God, as my walk with God, if I haven't learned from men like Brother Combs, or my dad, or Brother Michael, Brother Dart, and many others, and I'm sure they too learn from men throughout their lives. But don't be afraid to ask questions and to learn from godly men. And they in turn help you become spiritual men of God and women of God. Now, in closing tonight, I don't know where any of you guys walk with God is. That's between you and God. But tonight, I can encourage you to keep on growing for God. Don't stop. In this upcoming year, I hope you can look back in 2027, look back in 2026, and say, "That was the best year I had with God. I grew with God so much, and I'm just so proud of how far I've come with God. And I hope I just continue growing the next year, so much the more as you see the day approaching."